Rahman Rahim. With regard to these ayat which we are reading, nasikh and mansukh, that is ayats which cancel other ayats. And this is one important aspect of the Quran Sharif and of our deen. And it is a very important aspect to understand and to submit to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is the sole lawmaker and He makes laws as He pleases. That is one very important aspect that we have to understand. We are not here to question Allah Ta'ala. We are here to accept the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah does as He pleases. فَآلُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. And for us, it's not that it should be like this or it should be like that. But whatever Allah has decreed, that we accept wholeheartedly, and that is the way of a true believer. And a person who is a slave of his own nafs and of his own brain, and his brain is so small, that person will be totally destroyed in every way. So with regard to this, there are laws which Allah Ta'ala had given in the Quran Sharif, and then the recitation of those laws, the ayats, Allah Ta'ala cancelled that. So we don't read those ayats, are not in the Quran Sharif. But the command of that is still, and we still have to practice it. One example of that is what is called rajam, that is capital punishment, stoning to death. If a married person commits adultery in the Islamic Khilafat, Islamic country, and it is proven, then the person must be stoned to death. But that ayat is not in the Quran Sharif. And the recitation of that ayat has been cancelled. But the command of it is still there. That command and that rule still applies still today. In somehow we can understand in anything, any contract, husband-wife relationship, we have some of our rules, etc. But there are many rules which are not written or are not spoken, but they are understood. They have to be there. That is just to give us some understanding. That is not, we cannot understand the Quran. Quran Sharif, Allah has made His laws absolute. So that ayat now, we don't read it, it is not in the Quran. But the command of it still exists properly till today. Another example of this is that the ayat is in the Quran Sharif that we must make wasiyat for our family people before we die, that who must get what. So that ayat is there, we recite the ayat, but the practice is not allowed on that. Now Allah has fixed the shares for everyone. The husband shares, the wife shares, the children shares. Though that ayat still exists, but the practice on that ayat, the command is not there. And this also we can understand any law book. We cannot just take the laws and make our own interpretation or our own understanding. We have to study that and get the knowledge of that law and understand that what that law is all about and what is the purport and intent of that law. For what is that law made? So that is an example where the ayat is still there, but the practice now there is on the other ayat, that is where Allah Ta'ala has fixed the shares. Another example of this is that originally if the husband passes away, the iddat for the wife was 1 year. And so that ayat is still in the Quran Sharif. But now that has been changed to 4 months and 10 days. Now when the husband passes away, the iddat for a woman is 4 months and 10 days. Though the ayat is still there, but the practice and the command of practicing on it is not there. Similarly, another example where both have been cancelled, the recitation of the ayat also and the practice on it, both were cancelled. That is, that Suratul Ahzab is one surat in the Quran Sharif compared to Surah Baqarah, which we are reading presently, is a much more shorter surat. Surah Baqarah is about 2.5 suparas. Surah Ahzab may be about 1/4 supara. But it was also first the size of Surah Baqarah. Now all that recitation of that also Allah has cancelled it, and the practice on it, whatever it was, we don't know also, all that also has been cancelled. So there are various examples of this, and from here we can understand and take great lessons that it isn't for any individual, even for an alim, that he takes the Quran Sharif and on his own he's going to understand it. He will make great, great mistakes even with regard to these matters. We have to follow the tafsir, and that tafsir which goes right up to the sunnah and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, what is called tafsir birrai, that a person gives an interpretation, takes out a meaning of the Quran Sharif of his own opinion. So much it has come in the hadith, if you took it out of your own brain, your own mind, your own head, and even if it is right, it will lead you to Jahannam. In other words, you are not allowed to take out any meaning of the Quran from your own side, the tafsir of the Quran. Only that which has been narrated and which has come and which is the correct narration from the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only that is accepted. So that is one great lesson. Another great lesson we learn from here with this laws and the changing of this laws. We also, it is our habit, a wife will say to the husband will say to the wife, now you always wanted it like that, now you want it like this, now you are changing. We can, with us we can object to one another, but with Allah, He is the absolute authority. We have to understand that, and Allah can do as He pleases. And there is absolutely no one to question Allah Ta'ala, and there is no question of questioning Allah. We don't have any capability that we can question Allah. So to have the ma'rifat of Allah, how great, how azim, how honorable Allah Ta'ala is, to understand that. When a person will get that understanding, he will understand that his own brains are not feeble, are not inadequate, they are absolutely nothing. And the wisest thing of a human being is to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. Those people who have got lot of knowledge, who have drunk deep in the well and pond of knowledge, they say, we accept wholeheartedly. We don't put our comments from the peanut gallery. We don't put our little thoughts in there. We accept wholeheartedly what Allah Ta'ala says. So this ayat teach us this very important aspect of our deen as well. So we must not think that we can take a translation of the Quran. We don't even know perhaps how to pronounce one word correctly in Arabic. We take a translation, and from the translation, and the translation can never be accurate as what the original is. And from there we want to make our opinions, that is totally misguidance, and we will go in the wrong direction. The other is, we have to understand, we are not Allah, we got no brains, nothing. Allah is absolute, His honor, His greatness, and whatever He has decreed, His laws which He has made, we must accept that wholeheartedly. That is the greatest honor of a banda, that he submits totally to Allah Ta'ala. In fact, wherever Allah spoke of His great, great favors on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He referred everywhere to him as abd, as a slave, one that has totally submitted to his master, who doesn't use his own thinking, as Nabi alaihi salatu wasallam is commanded to say, that it is not permitted for me, it's not permissible, it's not possible for me, and ubaddiluhu min tilqai nafsi, that I can change any ayat of the Quran from my side. I have no authority to do that. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cannot do that, where are we to change any laws or to question any laws? So, sum total, we must submit totally to the correct teachings of the Quran, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Understand, we are His total slaves, and we must accept wholeheartedly His commands. May Allah give us proper understanding and tawfiq of proper amal also. Subhanallah.